I'm joined by Kate's manager Alan Dowson after this evening's 4-2 win at Sutton in the playoff semi-final. Alan, what a second half performance by the side.
It was excellent. There was a plan to go a bit the first half attack. The second half we did go as a 4-3-3. We did have a good start with the game, to be honest. In the first 20 minutes I was delighted with it, and the plan was second half get Carl on, Lodgy on. Things don't plan out like that sometimes, and it was only two balls in the box what we got done on. Adam Thompson loses his marker, to be honest. Then the second half was said, if you're going to be men, no. And we had a belief that we're still in the game and stuff like that. Let's change the shape, which we're going to do anyway. And it seemed to work. And, you know, Huckle's been ill, typical of a lad, to be honest. We felt as though we had to go with our team because Huckle's ill. Moore's played through an injury, which he shouldn't have played. We've got a few little knocks, so we thought we'll just stay in the game as long as possible. But at the same time, when you get finishes like Bobby's and Thomas even, and all that, you know, it's massive. But I'm pleased for you in a football club. I'm pleased for the two owners, because I think when they took the club over, they put a lot of work into the place. I'm pleased all the management staff of Harmsey and obviously Martin and Adrian Withers, who's done a lot of work for us, and all the staff in there. It's a great night, but it's forgotten about. Once I leave here, I'll have a couple of beers tonight, and it's forgotten about because our game's pointless, to be honest, against an excellent Sutton side, second best team in the league. We're fifth best, we're second best, but that's not the rules, as I said. So we've got to make sure that we're prepared as best we possibly can, which under Harmsey will be. So players will be fine, training will be fine, and we'll look forward to Saturday's game.
You did call it on Saturday. You said you fancied Sutton. Did you still fancy it at half time?
I did. I not so much fancying Sutton, because I think Doz was an excellent manager and I think they got some good players, excellent players. But the truth of the matter was, Harmsey and Martin were going on at me in the last 10 minutes. Listen, we've got to win the game here on Saturday. And I suddenly realised the scores and I said we didn't, because I just thought it would be a long way to go to Averley on a Monday night where no support has it. And like I said, I wanted to do something Jeff Chappell hasn't done, where you have two back-to-back promotions. You go, we can all say that we've been to Sutton's backyard and beat them there. And I want to do things the hard way, obviously. I'm also for a challenge. But the truth of the matter is, you know, I did want to play Sutton for that reason. Nothing else. I think they're a very good side, but for that reason, being close, get the fans here. And I thought it was a great night, and I thought the fans were absolutely fantastic. I wasn't watching the game at one point. I looked at them and they're dancing about, and I thought that's what the game's there for. And great. So I'm pleased for everybody.
How big an impact did the fans have tonight? It was a terrific
You never knew. Even at half time, we said, like, listen, hold on a minute. If we do something good in the second half, to get, we'll be on the side, and here will be that 12th man banner we want to put up. We're very proud of that. We are. And we are the 12th man. And, you know, we wanted to put the club back on the map, and we've got the supporters back on the map because they've been excellent. We've always been there, and they haven't had a team to match them, to be honest. I realise that even now. It's took me a couple of years to get a team to nearly match the support as well. He's still showing effort and things like that. So I thought the supporters were unique tonight, and the way they were second half, I don't think some of the lads ran themselves in the ground, and I'm not sure if you could have done that if it wasn't for them, to be honest, if it wasn't for the supporters. That's the truth.
If Gary still ran the goal of the season on the website, who would win? Adam Thompson's first strike or Bobby Traynor's first strike?
Of course, yeah, Bobby doing all his do. But Tommy, to be honest, it's typical of Tommy. He makes two mistakes, one for the header, and the lad's got above him. Then he's come back like that, and that's him. A lot of people would have fooled him in the second half, thinking, oh, hold on a minute, I've let the team down a little bit here. Because he's been excellent for us, there's no doubt about it. But to make two mistakes like that when the game wasn't, he's just typical. A lot of people would have fooled him. He's come back in, he scores a good goal, and he was excellent as well as Dukes was and Fletch was in the second half. So I've got no complaints about that whatsoever.
I asked you on Saturday how you're going to raise the players after five games without a win. Yeah. How do you keep the players calm, if you like, ahead of Saturday, and don't get carried away? There's his job to do Saturday, isn't there?
Just show them a paper and show them for once in their lives that they achieve something, and not only kind of change their lives, it can change the people around the football club as well. And if it, whatever it takes, motivation, you just got to look at once in your life, you can have a crack at having a conference south. If we can get in the conference south, you're two leagues away from a football league, a million miles away. Maybe it is, but that's the way we've got to believe. And we'll have no doubt about it, because we'll take a massive fans over there. I'm telling you that now. We'll have more names, so it'll be like a home game, really. So that's involved. It's on a good pitch, great as well. And I can't wait for a game now.
If Dean Lodge starts tonight, we win by more than two, don't we?
I thought I might get that one, to be honest. I'm going to knock you right out if you keep on, I tell you now. I've got no complaints about people wanting Lodgy on. I accept that. You'll get a game on Saturday, or you may play Saturday, you may come. But you've got to look at my point of view, that he's only had two starts. He had an injury at Christmas and we had a great run, and he's only had two starts since Christmas. To go on from me off and all that, that's fine. And, you know, at the minute, I've got things right. If we didn't win tonight, and, you know, when people are crying out for Lodge, I understand that Lodge is an excellent player and done excellent for his football club. But at the minute, we've got a game plan. We had a game plan since before the Maidenhead Maidstone game. We've stuck with it. We've talked about it with Harmsey and Taylor. We've talked about it. We even had Ian Evans from Wolves give a chat with Dean, all that, you know. We appreciate that. So we'll stick at a couple of games. I'm not saying we'll go one up front against them. I don't think we will on Saturday. We might stay at 4-4-2 or whatever. We don't know yet. But we'll see. We'll see what brings. But we can't wait for the game.
But you got the tactics absolutely spot on. Playing one up front, it didn't maybe work in the first half, but second half we came back and stole the show.
I really did think it worked in the first half. I could sit down with people and watch the video. We scored goal where Johnny gets in the areas we want him to get in, and all of a sudden it's this one ball from a halfway line in our box what gets done, and the second one from a corner or across what gets done. Well, it doesn't matter if you're playing 4-4-2, 3-5. We've had a game plan, and I think it's worked tonight. We've saw Bobbin Wood, Ian with us has watched him about 9 times, and we all know how we have different. And to be honest, these games are just about how much you want it, and it was a big game for us tonight. And again, in a change from beforehand, the chairman are with were, and the people who have been with were all season are there to support us on, and you do it for them, to be honest. I'm not bothered with yourself. I've got boots, I'll travel. I always have been made for us, but I love it, to get this club in the conference. So